Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. This whole episode, guess what? I'm kidding. We're going to break down some pop culture news. I got to be honest, not a lot has been going on. It's really dry out there. Feels like the pop culture landscape is going through menopause. Just getting hot flashes, but not much is going on. A little dry down there. It's a little friction. Anything tries to get inserted into it and a fire is broken out and starting. What am I saying? I don't know. There's not much news. I had to scour. We have some stuff going on, some stuff at home, which for me is Kentucky. I know. Hold your applause. Before we get into the show, I just want to remind you I'm gay. All right, now we can get into it. Upcoming shows. I was in Greenville last night. I don't have anything for you, but I will talk about it next week because I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's only Monday here. I know, I'm living in the past. What's it like there on Wednesday? What's going on? What's going on over there on Wednesday? I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. If you're hearing this and you're in Charlotte, come out of the closet and to my show. I'm at the Comedy Zone over there. I'm excited. We'll see what it's like. I'm sure Charlotte has a lot of good vegan restaurants for me to check out. I'll probably go to one, let's be honest. And I'm sure it'll have vegan hours. As I always talk about, these vegan restaurants have the audacity to be open for, I don't know, 2.5 hours a day. You know, minimal servings on the menu. Did I tell you about that time I went to Portland one time? The same shit on the West Coast. I walked into a place and it was like brunch time. It was like 10:30. And they said, are you guys serving? And they said, yes, but it's our micro brunch. And I said, what the fuck is that, Portland? What the fuck is a micro brunch? Is it just my server has a micro penis? What are we doing? And they said, no, we're micro brunch means we're only serving hot tea. And I said, okay, so you're not having a brunch. What are we doing? This state, I'm glad the state is in trouble. This city is in trouble. Portland is in trouble. And it's probably because they had the audacity to do micro brunches. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Can't wait to be in Portland in July. Upcoming shows, Los Angeles, San Diego, and Phoenix. I will be in you soon. Please come out to those shows. I'm excited. Los Angeles is a small room. All tickets for all of my shows are at heathershawcomedy.com. You can also join the Patreon over at patreon.com/heathershawcomedy. You know, I say it, for $3 a month, you can sponsor a gay. And this is the month to do it. You can cancel it in July. But for June, show up. Be an ally. Give me $3. Show me to me, please, Rachel. Give me $3, Rachel. Boy, that lady, huh? I hope she's cool with being a meme. Because she is horny for Jesus Christ. Literally. I'm not going to say all the other cities. That's boring, but you can check them out. HeatherShawComedy.com. Join the Patreon. You get an extra episode of this podcast every fucking week. If you can't get enough, if you can't wait, join the Patreon. It's fun over there. How was your Father's Day? I hope it wasn't triggering. I hope it was good. You know, I was thinking about Woody Allen. He probably has the best Father's Day celebration ever because he married his stepdaughter. So he gets, I think they have kids together. He married, he and Mia Farrow adopted a daughter. And then he said, that lady is hot. I'm gonna stick it in and I'm gonna put a ring on it. As you do when you adopt a kid. Usually you just say, I'd like to put a ring on that. And maybe a ring inside. What's the ring, the contraceptive ring? Do they still have that, or are people just not doing that anymore? But Woody Allen, he probably gets to celebrate a double dose of Father's Day, which is so fun. You know, his daughter wife. Gets to say, thanks, Dad, I love you. Thanks for marrying me, Dad. I love you so much, Dad. It's not creepy to have sex with you at all. I don't feel like this is a trafficking situation at all, Daddy, husband. And then their kids get to say, love you, Dad, / Grandpa? Is that right? What would it be? My mom's dad. Yeah, it'd be their dad, Grandpa. That's great. His kids have a dad and grandpa built in. What a fun Father's Day for Woody Allen. God, that guy's not facing any consequences for his actions, all because of Annie Hall. Isn't that fun? You make a good movie. You get Scott, you're fine. You're safe. That was Harvey Weinstein's problem. He didn't marry, his daughter. He just molested actresses. I mean, it was a consensual transaction. Can we talk about that? It's not, Harvey Weinstein's a creep. He's an awful person. But, Jennifer Lawrence, she wouldn't be where she is now. That's all I'm saying, allegedly. And I don't blame, I get it, girl. If I was like a fame-hungry, actress and struggling, and somebody's like, just suck his dick and you'll get in a film, I would do it, wouldn't you? It's one dick. You're fine. Consensually, suck it. Suck it and get the Oscar. That's why we don't have good movies anymore. Because everybody's just, can't consensually have a business transaction. All right. Harvey Weinstein belongs in jail. We're getting off topic here. I did want to talk about, I ruffled some feathers today on TikTok. As you do, the mayonnaise gang came after me. And by the mayonnaise gang, I mean the Swifties. The mayonnaise gang is what I call the Swifties. They're just loud jars of mayonnaise. It's getting a little culty with the Swifties. I was all for the Eras Tour. I think Taylor Swift is very talented. I think she is a great musician. I think she's an amazing performer. I think I like that Taylor Swift has kind of stayed in her lane as far as what she does. She does music. She does music well. She's never really branched out and tried to be an actress. She wasn't going to suck Harvey Weinstein's dick. She didn't need to. Because Gaga kind of does that. But Gaga does it well. I'm not even mad at Gaga. You know what I mean? Rihanna tried to act. Sometimes it doesn't work. J-Lo's better as an actress than she is a singer because she's not really singing. She can't lip sync her acting. But I like that Taylor Swift has kind of stayed in her lane and just been like, this is who I am. I'm a musician. She's very fucking talented. People call her Nepo Baby, and that's not true. She is not a Nepo Baby. She comes from rich, loaded parents. I think her dad's in finance. Her mom's, in the house. She's like, just a lady. But nepotism, to be a Nepo Baby, her parents would have to be stars in the industry or successful in the industry. And I think people confuse having loaded rich parents that have, basically carried you your entire life and accounted for your success. They confuse that with like having a parent in the industry who can get you the audition. It helps to have loaded parents, but she's not a Nepo Baby. So right off the bat, let's get that thing clear. But I posted on TikTok about how Taylor Swift is just a fucking millennial dork. And I really don't like what she's doing when it comes to other female pop artists releasing their albums and Taylor Swift going, actually, you're not going to be number one. I'm number one forever. I'm Taylor Swift. I'm 36 years old and singing like I'm 14. My lyrics are cringe and you fuckers eat it up. Now, where's my private jet in Travis? She's manipulating her number ones. Now people are buying them. You can say that. But here's what's happening. Billie Eilish released an album. That was good. It was fine. I liked it. It kind of got old for me really quick, but probably because I played it too many times. And Taylor released another version of the Tortured Poets Department. We only needed one release and one version of the Tortured Poets Department, which I lovingly referred to as the Tortured Ears Department. We only needed one version. Even one version was too many versions. That was a very fatty, bloated album that we did not need. It also I was really bored. It was a double album. The lyrics were really immature. This woman's in her mid-30s, and she's saying things like, Hannibal, I know Aristotle, jacking you off while your friends play Grand Theft Auto. Kiss my thigh with your eye. Like, it's just, it's really juvenile. It's, Billie Eilish, I think, is what, 21, 22? And she's writing lyrics that are far deeper than what Taylor Swift is putting out at 36. 35. Maybe she's 35. I don't fucking know. It's too old for these lyrics, Taylor. But beyond that, it was a bloated album. It was way too, it was a masturbatory project. It could have been cut by 30% and it would have been fine. Not compelling, boring, run-on sentence. Everyone called it a run-on sentence of an album and they were right. It's just boring. It was just like, oh my God, wordy and just, you know, it just wasn't great. Now, some people are going to say, well, it was a healing album, Heather. It wasn't meant to be a great pop album. It was just for her to heal. And it's like, girl, get a therapist. Get on BetterHelp. Go pet your cat. You know, go pretend that you didn't have a thing with Karlie Kloss for 4 seconds. You know, go pretend that you can have a real conversation with Travis Kelce. I mean, can you imagine what they're talking about? I don't even want to know. I don't want to know. I can't imagine. If she's hanging out at his house and he's got his bro friends over, and they're both in their 30s, and he's got his bro friends over playing Grand Theft Auto, ugh, my clit would get so soft so fast. I'm not saying a hard clit is let's just say a hard clit is good. It's like a boner, a cloner. My clit would retreat into my body if I had to be around that. Now, I am a lesbian, but I would think even if you're into guys, that's kind of icky. Like her being like, we have to keep it down. We're in the other room making out. It's like, how old are you? Just send them home. You have, and also you're probably in a mansion. Just go to the other wing. Just go to the pool house. Oh my God, get a grip. You're a billionaire and you're hiding in a room with your boyfriend because his friends are out there playing a video game. What? Is mom making the pizza rolls? Is she going to walk in? She's a little juvenile for me. And I liked her music before Tortured Poet Department. I don't get anything from it. And, you know, if you get something from it, great. I'm not shitting on her ability to be a musician. I'm shitting on her manipulative and cash-grabby ways. So Charlie XCX released an album that was projected to go number one in the UK. And it is a great album from what I've heard from people. Now, I'm not listening to Charlie XCX because I'm not a gay man. Okay, Charlie XCX and Lady Gaga make music for gay men doing poppers on the pride float. I'm out. But I understand why it's attractive and fun. I like some of Charlie XCX's music, but I'm certainly not like blasting it all the time. You know, I would need to take prep first if I was going to listen to Charlie XCX. And I ran out. So Charlie was projected to go number one, and Taylor Swift over there said, wait a minute, bitch. Hold your fucking British horses. Everyone, watch out. The British are coming, and we're going to take them down. She released another version of the Tortured Poets Department, which came out when? When did it come out? It feels like it came out 17 years ago. With how many releases there's been, I think it came out in April. Let's say April. She has released, this is her 34th, I'm not fucking kidding, look it up. This is her 34th version of the Tortured Poets Department that she has released. And she, of course, timed it to be released. This 34th version was released right when Charlie's debut, like her album, the one version she's releasing, Brat, was released, and it knocked her off of number one. Taylor Swift is number one because Taylor Swift's fans will buy whatever the fuck. I don't even know. Dude, I could not get into an artist that was so clearly grifting me of my money. I appreciate Taylor Swift. Like, I'll listen to Taylor Swift's music, no problem. You, girl, you, how dumb do you have to be to keep buying this album? And people are buying it because she went number one in the UK and knocked off Charlie XCX. How dumb do you have to be to pay for the same album, but like something's different? Well, on this one, I fart. This one, I fart on track four, and I'm not going to tell you when. That's your Easter egg. Figure out where I farted. I don't, like, it's crazy. What else does she need to, I mean, the album is already so horrifically long. And then she's like, but then this one I released, this one has a bonus track of my cat purring. And Travi's in the corner doing a bong rip out of a football helmet. You wouldn't believe he could do it, but he did. I mean, it's unreal. It's giving cult. It really is. At this point, if you're buying any version beyond maybe a deluxe. Okay. And even that's kind of bullshit. You release an album and then an artist says, oh, well, this one is the deluxe version. It's still kind of bullshit. Just release one fucking album. But to have 34 versions of one bad album and to have people eating it up, putting you at number one, that's cult. I love certain artists. I love Big Thief. I love Fiona Apple. I love Snail Mail. I love a lot of artists. No one could convince me to buy fucking two versions of an album, let alone 34. At that point, you're brainwashed. I'm sorry. And again, not shitting on her talent, because this is what people mistake on TikTok. The mayonnaise gang came after me and was like, maybe she's just amazing. Sorry, people like things. And I'm like, I get it. I get why Taylor Swift is great. This is not a commentary on her talent. This is a commentary on her being manipulative and greedy and taking you for a ride. I mean, you're online defending a billionaire. How does that feel, huh? Just because she's a woman doesn't mean she's nice. Sorry, there were evil women out there. Not Eileen Wuornos. She was a saint. I need a picture of Eileen Wuornos behind me. A shrine, if you will. What a saint she was. She had a hard life. I don't know. If Eileen Wuornos released 34 versions, she kind of did release 34 versions of the same thing. She just kept killing them. You know? Hooker murders man. Eileen's version. Yeah, just because she's a female singer doesn't negate the fact that billionaires, you can't be a billionaire ethically. Sorry, you just can't. I'll forever be like, I like Taylor Swift's music. I think she's talented, but she's also a capitalist pig. She's a dork. She's a millennial dork. And I wonder what her biggest struggle in life was. I really wonder what Taylor Swift's biggest struggle in life is or has been. Getting kind of roasted by Kanye West because he was right that Beyonce should have won. I don't know. At the MTV VMA Award, like that's her biggest struggle, maybe. I think she might have had an eating disorder. That's a struggle. That counts. But she's not even like a fun singer. Like, can she pick, not that I want to see Taylor Swift addicted, but it'd be nice if she was like, I can't stop huffing. I love huffing. What is that called? It's not inhalants. That's like the really medical term for it. What do they call huffers? I forget what they call them. It's something else. Whippets? What if Taylor Swift was like, I love whippets. This is my truth. Please let me live. You know how to ball, I know Aristotle. Taylor Swift and whippets would be great. I would listen to 34 versions of that album. Taylor Swift doing whippets. Whippets, Taylor's version. It's giving cult. If you're a Swiftie, I love that you're a Swiftie. I support it. But just know that you're kind of getting a little brainwashed if you can't separate the buffoonery from the brilliance. And I know Taylor Swift is brilliant. Who else can do a 3.5-hour live show? The Eras Tour is brilliant. Her performance is brilliant. Her songwriting can be brilliant. Now, was it brilliant on the Tortured Poets Department? And no. And if you think it was, well, art is subjective. Who am I to say? I will say that I think you're dumb. I think you're a bit brainwashed. You know how to ball, I know Aristotle. You think that's brilliant? Girl, you ain't heard nothing yet. You should crack open a Nina Simone album. It'll blow your mind. Katy Perry's releasing an album on July 11th because everybody's been asking for that. Everyone in the industry and outside the industry has said, where the fuck is Katy Perry? Right? We've all been like, you know who we really need back? Katy Perry. The girl who, you know, Katy Perry's camp. She's fun. She knows who she is. I think she's mostly been camp her whole life, and we love that. But she better watch her fucking back on July 11th when Taylor Swift... Katy Perry's releasing her new album on July 11th. Taylor Swift is going to release the 743rd version of the Tortured Poets Department on July 11th and knock her out. Not saying Katy Perry would go number one, but watch out. I swear to God, if Taylor Swift touches Chapel Rowan... You leave Chapel Rowan alone. Leave Chapel Rowan alone. She is an upcoming, beautiful artist, actually gay, doesn't need to gay bait. Leave her alone, Taylor. Fuck with Billy all you want. I don't care. But don't you dare fuck with Chapel. I'm such a Chapel Rowan fan. It's so fun watching her ascent. It's a fast ascent. Makes me think, did she sacrifice somebody? No, I don't want to. The conspiracy theorists are going to go crazy with that one. I was kidding. I was kidding, guys. But yeah, I don't know. I just think that Taylor Swift is a little greedy little capitalist pig, and she needs to calm the fuck down. What more does she want, dude? Just chill the fuck out. Can't let somebody else shine. I know you want. She wants the record for like the most number one UK albums ever charted or some shit. It's like so arbitrary. Who fucking cares? After the Eras tour that she's still on, by the way, she's doing the Eras tour through December 2024. Girl, I mean, that's really impressive. That I get tired thinking about it. That's honestly very impressive. But like, is it because of the love of it, or is it because she just can't get enough and nothing will ever fill the void and she just has to get more and more and more? I don't know. Who am I to say? I'm not a Swiftie. I'm just a normal lady who refuses to get brainwashed by pop singers that are billionaires. P. Diddler news. Let's get into some P. Diddler news. It's a little light news, but it's there. Howard U, which is a HBCU. Howard University revokes Sean Combs' honorary degree. I mean, why did we give him an honorary degree to begin with? A degree in what? Murder? A degree in what? Offing people? Assaulting women? Howard U has granted Sean Combs, a.k.a. P. Diddy, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. P.P.P., a.k.a. P. Diddler, a.k.a. They are giving him an honorary degree in grooming pop children. And who else could touch Justin Bieber that way? I don't know what they gave him an honorary degree for. I mean, a successful black man in America, and that's something to be accounted for. But you would have thought they would have just done 14 seconds of research to know he's not a good guy. I mean, I don't know. I knew very little about P. Diddler my entire life, and even I was like, that guy's not good. That guy's not good. The minute I saw him making the band, when P. Diddler made them all walk across a bridge to go get him a piece of cheesecake that he definitely didn't eat, I was like, that guy's a piece of shit. That guy gets off on other people's misery. He's horrible. He's a masochist. Howard University released a statement saying, today we have announced that we have unanimously voted to accept the return of his honorary degree, Sean Combs' honorary degree, originally conferred in May 2014. Guys, don't you have better things to do? Don't we have better? I mean, I can't imagine all of the things you've got to do over there at Howard University. You guys sat down for probably an hour or two to take a vote about an honorary degree for a guy. I mean, can you do anything else? Don't you have time? You'll only so many hours in the day. I mean, an honorary degree is bullshit. We all know this. You didn't go to school. We wouldn't look at you twice. We wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire. Unless you were famous. And now you're famous. Here's a degree. Honorary degrees are weird. They're like academic keys to the city. Keys to the city are weird. They're gigantic, cartoonishly big keys that are presented to celebrities, usually from their hometown. And it's like, this key gets you nothing. And the celebrity's not going to do anything with that key. What are they going to do with that key? Hang it in their house? It's a hideous key. What is that about? If somebody tried to give me a key to any city, I'd say, give me the key to Gary, Indiana, or get the fuck out. I want the key to Gary. Give me the key to Flint. Let's turn this ship around. I don't understand honorary degrees. Apparently, they returned $1 million that, you know, the Diddler had gifted them, which is a good call. You don't want blood on your hands. You know, that $1 million came right out of Kim Porter's life insurance, I'm sure. Allegedly. This is all alleged that he did something funky with Kim Porter's body. Like, end it. Her life. I don't know where the P. Diddler is, but I think he's hiding out, man. What happened with that raid? Are we ever going to know? Are they just making sure they covered everything? Very, very odd. Everyone keeps saying Jay-Z's going down next. I don't know, man. This seems like a big fish. That's a big get. But there's your Pete Diddler news. Biden keeps freezing. I wrote that one down. Yeah, I mean, he's old. It's not even surprising. I mean, Mitch McConnell was freezing, and it's like, it's weird, but it's also like, this guy is ancient. His bones are made of dust. When he farts, you know, it's like lima beans come out of his asshole. He's so fucking old. You know, it's just, he just comes, and it's just blood pressure medicine that comes out. He's old. Biden's freezing everywhere. He's doing his best. He's auditioning for the Hall of Presidents. You know, that's what it looks like. Every time he freezes now, it looks like he's just doing his best audition for the Hall of Presidents. He's just gearing up to be up there, which is so fun. The Hall of Presidents is the best. I would, when I was in Orlando, I would take friends to Disney and tell them that the Hall of Presidents was a really, really, really fun ride. And it's not. It's just a really boring auditorium you sit in and watch animatronics of old presidents talk to you about how, you know, owning slaves was good. My favorite is that Disney did not anticipate Trump winning at all, so they got ahead and started building the animatronic of Hillary Clinton for the Hall of Presidents, and then Trump won, and they had to change it real quick, so they just put on a fucked up wig and tried to cut the boobs off. Still had a fat ass. Trump's got a fat ass. He's got a fat ass. Probably fatter than Hillary's. So the Trump animatronic in the Hall of Presidents kind of just looks like, you know, I don't know, Trump mid-transition. It's like if Trump was like, no, I'm Tracy, but like midway, that's what he looks like up there. It's kind of fun. But yeah, I mean, Biden's freezing. What do you want? He's playing freeze tag up there. He's winning. What do you expect? This guy's in his 80s. You know, and we're propping him up, and he's going to have to do a debate, which the amount of Adderall that man's going to have to be on, the amount of B12 shots and Adderall and methamphetamine, they're just going to have him doing lines of coke right off the podium. It doesn't matter. Trump's up there. He won't judge. He gets it. I mean, the man's going to be standing up in public spaces for the rest of his life, by the way, which is what, 3 years? He's going to be freezing left and right. This should not be surprised. This shouldn't be like, oh my God, can you believe this? Yeah, we can believe it. He's fucking old. Just because he's the fucking president of the fucking America, of the United States of America, does not mean that he has any of his faculties. He doesn't. He's just, I mean, it's creepy when he freezes, but dude, I freeze now. I'm in my 30s. I freeze. I get it. He should not be running for president. He should not be working. He should not be in politics anymore. He should be enjoying his fucking last few years on this earth, fishing and smelling kids and whatever the fuck he loves to do. Let him have it. He was up there with Obama at something. What was he at that? I don't even think I put it. That's how much I don't care about this. I didn't even put the news story up on my laptop to read. He was up there. At one point, he was at an event with world leaders, and it looks bad. It looks so bad. But either way, it's going to be an embarrassment. If Trump is next to world leaders, it's kind of cringy and embarrassing. And it's like, you know, it's wild. He's probably saying racial slurs left and right. You know, roasting people. Fun stuff, but really weird to be around world leaders like that. Or you have Biden, who's freezing, and world leaders have to, like, you know, kind of hold his hand and walk him back to places. He'll walk off. Biden will just walk off. He's like a dog seeing a squirrel, but in slow motion. He'll just slow motion walk far off. You have to like wrangle him. It's not hard. It's like catching a tortoise. You know, it's like the turtle got loose again. It's like, I got this. And you know. But he keeps freezing. Obama was up there, I think, at some event. And Joey boy froze, and Biden kind of had to like wake him up. He just freezes mid stance and stares out, wondering, where the fuck am I? When is dinner? It's 11 a.m. You know, Biden's got to wrangle him in. It's real embarrassing. I don't really understand the strategy. I never will. A lot of people say there aren't any other Democratic candidates they could run. I say that's bullshit. There's theories that they want Trump to win. I mean, I would believe that. Why would you run this guy? It's very fun. It's going to be a weird, election year. And you know what? We deserve it. This country deserves it. All right, let's get into some ads here. Ad sponsor time, baby. It's Lucy Brown. You know what it is. If you listen to this podcast, you know them, you love them. It's Lucy Brown, the best coffee shop here in Lexington, Kentucky. I love them so much. You can now enjoy coffee from Lucy Brown Coffee Bar without ever leaving the comfort of your home. Lucy Brown offers coffee subscriptions, and you probably know that if you listen to this. And if you don't have a subscription, what are you doing? It is so good. I got to pick mine up, by the way. I keep forgetting. I'm in and out of town. You know, I'm a busy bitch. Leave me alone. But all you got to do is go to their website, fill out the form, the coffee subscription form. You get coffee beans from different and exciting roasters sent straight to your door, and it's all starting at just $20 a month. That's nothing. That is nothing for good fucking coffee, real delicious coffee. It's not that asshole coffee that you get at Starbucks. Starbucks tastes like toilet water. This is good fucking coffee, and it's right up your alley. You say, I like dark roast. They send you different exciting roasters of dark roast. You'll say, I like light roast. They send you good, different roasters that do light roast. It's what you prefer, but it's every month, it's different roasts. So you're not always just getting the same kind of coffee company or whatever. It's great beans. I love them so much. You can visit lucybrowncoffee.com at L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com, and follow the coffee subscription button to get signed up today. And if you use the code Heather Shaw is kidding for 10% off your first order, I'm saying if you use the code Heather Shaw is kidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. We love Lucy Brown, queer owned small business here in Lexington. It's Pride Month. This is their fucking month. Celebrate them. Get this coffee subscription. If you're in Lexington, stop by Lucy Brown. You will not be disappointed. It is the cutest fucking coffee shop ever. Everybody that works there is such a fucking saint. They're so nice. They're so gay. I love them all. Lucy Brown, we love you. Thanks for sponsoring the show. If you'd like to sponsor the show, email me, heathershawcomedy@gmail.com. And, you know, I'll get you up here. I'll yell. Whatever you want me to promote, I'll do it. Speaking of Kentucky, from Lucy Brown, I didn't know about this, but there is a porn ban in Kentucky. There's a new porn ban, baby. And it's basically mirroring the Arkansas porn ban that I learned about when I was in Arkansas last December. I wasn't trying to find porn, let the record show, but somebody had told me, yeah, we can't watch porn here. And then I went to Pornhub, and it's true. Same thing is happening here. There is a porn ban. It kind of looks the same, where if you pull up Pornhub is not having it. They're not doing it. So the rules are like, hey, if you want to access porn in Kentucky in the next month, the ban starts next month, you're going to have to upload a photo of your ID to prove that you're 18 or older. Ew, who is doing that? Men. Men will do it, no problem. Horny men are like, whatever, I just need to see a stepmom blow a stepdad. but you have to upload a picture of your ID showing you that you're 18. So now your picture's in the database. It's really fucking weird. It's really big brothery. It's really fucking odd. Pornhub isn't even doing it. They're a site that says, girl, no, we're not doing that. They said, we don't want minors accessing our site and think preventing that from happening is a good thing, but putting everybody's privacy at risk won't achieve that. We encourage you to learn more about device-based verification solutions that make the internet safer for all, especially children, while also respecting your privacy. There's got to be a better way, right? If you're really concerned about kids watching porn, which is a tale as old as time, back in my day, I would see a boob through a squiggly, static, black and white screen. I'd make out a boob and I'd go, that's a boob. I turned out fine, kind of. There's got to be better ways. You shouldn't have to upload your fucking driver's license to watch interracial cuddling or whatever you like. BBW fisting. I don't know. What do you like? It's weird. Now, there's going to be people that do it because they're like, I don't give a fuck. In the heat of the moment, they just want to watch. They just want to look at, you know, an asshole get pounded. But I just think there's better ways to verify. There's much better ways. But technology now, come on. Also, really, I mean, is this what we care about? These are our priorities. You know, I always say that you can focus on multiple issues, but can we focus on guns in schools? Is that never, I mean, we just can't touch that. So we just got to go like, nah, take away the porn capability for kids. As if they can't find a way, by the way, to get around this real fucking quick. I mean, the legislators who put this into action are so old and so less savvy technologically than a child. A child is going to be able to view porn so quickly. They're going to get a VPN. They're going to get a fake ID. It doesn't fucking matter. This is so stupid. This is so dumb. And it goes back to, let's focus about what really harms children, which is, I don't know, mass shootings in school. I know we don't hear about it a lot, but it's probably still happening. Let's focus on gun safety. Let's focus on how about some gun regulation instead of porn regulation? Do we really need that? I don't know. It just seems silly. I'm surprised that Kentucky is following in Arkansas's footsteps because, you know, this is a blue, the governor is a Democrat. And Arkansas is clearly controlled by, you know, conservative rednecks. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is their governor, if that says anything. She is literally a pig in lipstick. I can understand her giving a fuck about this and being dumb enough to be like, well, we got to stop men. We got to stop boys from coming. Why are you thinking about that? Who gives a fuck? I mean, the school shootings are probably going to go up from all these aggravated, you know, kids that can't come. You know, the quickest way to have a kid shoot up their social studies class is to have, you know, tell a 14-year-old he can't jack off. They're going to find a way to jack off anyways. I'm just saying. It's very interesting that this is what people care about. And porn is gross. I'm not watching porn. I think it's violent. I think it kind of teaches, it can teach shitty, it teaches boys wrong ways to have sex. No one wants to have sex the way that women are having sex in porn. So it probably promotes really bad sex ed. You know, don't flick the clit. Don't violently flick the clit. Don't violently tap your dick on the clit. Don't pound her into oblivion. She hates that. And try to make her come. So I get that part of it. Like, you're not, guys, but let the kids masturbate. Just leave them the fuck alone. They're just going to find a way around it. So it's really stupid. But, you know, I love that that's what they want to focus on. Army Hammer is trying to make a comeback. Does anybody want that? I don't know. I saw the documentary, The Army Hammer. He's a fucking freak. He's a freak. We all know this. He said everything in his life has fallen apart. He lost his entire representation. So like his team, you know, because he was a big movie star. He was in that gay movie with Timothy Chalamet Dudu. The one where he was like, you know, grooming a gay kid. I don't know. I didn't see the movie. I don't give a fuck. You know, I was like, I've heard of, I don't really, this might be a toxic trait. I don't really care about gay men movies. Like, I didn't see Brokeback Mountain. I didn't care. I didn't see Call Me By Your Name. I don't care. I don't want to see like an old dude and Timothy Chalamet dudu fucking or whatever they're doing. Falling in love. Ew, even worse. Ew, I don't want to see two men falling in love. What is this, a Charlie XCX movie video, music video? He's a weird guy. I don't know if he's ever actually participated in cannibalism, but he certainly like has tied up a girl and like left her there. And I think he had some rape accusations. I saw the documentary, but I don't remember a lot of it because, you know, I don't think he's memorable. And I kind of burned it from my brain. But he was on a podcast. I think the podcast is, you know, not very popular podcast. He's trying to make a comeback. He said, everything in my life fell apart. I lost all my representation. I lost all of my work. I lost everything right at the time. I think this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. But when I look at it now with a sense of perspective, I'm able to look at things. And what does he say? He's basically just saying he's able to appreciate the struggle that he's had to deal with. Everybody that's been through a scandal says that, by the way. Yeah, this is really like, this has been a good thing for me. This whole like losing my entire career and my agents and my managers and everybody thinks that I eat women's vaginas, that I just eat their entire body from the starting at the ass and I work my way to the lungs. Yeah, it's good that this all happened because I'm just a stronger man now. I see my kids now. I couldn't see my kids before. Before, I was too worried about how to cook a heart. What's the right temperature to cook a heart at? I don't like it well done. I like a heart. I mean, I like a little chew. I like a little blood coming out. You know, it's like a good filet mignon. That's heart. I want that girl's heart in my mouth. How do I do that? But now I don't have to focus on that. I just focus on these kids that I have. I would never eat their hearts. It's like veal. It's just, it's good, but I'm not going to cross into that. Gloria, who else? To announce he broke up with his wife. There was a social media scandal. Yes, a woman did say that he raped her throughout an on and off again 4-year relationship, which allegedly took place while he was married. Are we surprised? No. I mean, this guy was a big, he was a big time actor and he just kind of fell off and he was weird. Prosecutors ultimately determined there was insufficient evidence to charge Hammer with a crime from the accusations. You know, rape. It's hard to prove. That's that tagline for detectives. Rape. It's hard to prove. It is, though. You know, people don't want to just believe women. They'll investigate something if a man says he's raped, but if a woman does, it's like, well, we need 400 pieces of evidence proving it. But it's also from prosecution standpoint, you have to have some evidence. You know, I get it. You can't just go off of a claim or an accusation. You kind of have something, or else you're going to lose the case. But he's a creep. I believe he does have cannibalistic tendencies. I absolutely believe that after watching the documentary. His text messages, I think they're in this article that he would say. What were the texts he would send? Two texts that allegedly read, "I need to drink your blood," and "I am a 100% cannibal." So these are the alleged text message he sent that he's like, "No, I'm not a cannibal. What? How would you think that? I don't know, because you texted a woman, 'I am 100% a cannibal. I need to drink your blood.' Who the fuck says that?" I do say that sometimes to my fiance when she's on her period. But, you know, we have fun. We're lesbians. That's how gay girls have sex. They just drink period blood. What does he say? "Those are things that people were saying about me that just felt so outlandish that I was a cannibal." I mean, what? I'm not a cannibal. Didn't say anything about the rape allegations, by the way, but just was like, "I'm not a cannibal. Prove it." What? You can't prove it. I've already eaten and pooped out that woman. Here's my thing. I'll say most celebrities, most anybody, if somebody says, "Hey, you're a cannibal," just because somebody says, "Hey, you're a cannibal," doesn't mean that everyone around you, your entire team, you are an A-list movie star and your entire team drops you. It's because there's something going on that they know about, that there is truth to the accusations. Okay? Because nobody gets dropped by everyone around them making money off of you. No one would drop Armie Hammer if there wasn't some truth to it. He made too much money for everybody. He was literally an A-list movie star. They would not have dropped them if there wasn't a little bit of truth to what was going on. And it was probably more the rape than the cannibalism, but who knows? You don't get dropped by everybody around you. You don't lose all of your work. You don't lose your entire career off of an allegation that has no, you know, like that just doesn't happen. The people that have lost their careers, you know, there's reason for that. Aziz Ansari, he kind of got fucked over a bit with his one, I will say. Some girl came out and was like, he was just weird on the date, and he kind of got canceled for that. That was really weird. But for the most part, if somebody's going, "Hey, you're a cannibal," why would everybody just drop you for that? There's got to be some truth to it. We'll see if his comeback happens, though. He's like, you know, him and Spacey are really trying. It's like, just fuck off. Armie Hammer's another one he's literally from the Arm & Hammer family. Like, just fuck off. Go to the desert and eat people. Leave us alone. Like, you have enough money. You are from the Arm & Hammer family. That is, you are not a Nepo baby. You are a loaded motherfucker. You're like Taylor Swift. If Taylor Swift loved eating lungs like they were ribs. The last thing I want to talk about is another creepy man and a younger woman. They just never stops, huh? It'll never stop. There are certainties in life. Death, taxes, and old men dating children. Patriots former Patriots coach Bill Belichick, 72 years old, is dating 24-year-old former cheerleader Jordan Hudson. Isn't what a meet cute. What a meet cute. Where'd he meet her? The club? 72-year-old Belichick just grinding up against a 24-year-old? God, can you imagine dating somebody 50 years younger than you? 50! Are you, what did they talk about? Tom Brady? Probably. I mean, I respect her hustle. I'm always going to take the woman's side when it comes to these things. Get your fucking bag, bitch. Suck his tiny wee-wee, his tiny Patriots penis, and get your bag, bitch. And maybe, well, I don't think you have a chance at Brady. He doesn't seem like he does Eskimo brother shit. But get your bag, bitch. No harm in that, Jordan Hudson. You're 24. You'll be fine. In 5 years, this will all be behind you. But man, enjoy the ride while you can. Bill Belichick seems like he'd be stingy, though. Like, he'd definitely try to split the bill with her. I don't know. Something about him. He just seems like he would not deal with it. He'd take her out for ice cream and then be like, you're going to get this one, right? I do enough goddamn shit around here. I'm Bill motherfucking Belichick. Do you want me to tell Brady about you? Then pay for this fucking ice cream, you asshole. It's just gross. I don't know what they talk about. I don't know how they met. I think they met on a plane. As you do. A meet cute. A Delta flight. You know? It's whatever, man. Shout out to 72-year-olds dating 24-year-olds. I think the closest we get in lesbians is Sarah Paulson. And even that's like, I think, what's the age gap between Sarah Paulson? Sarah Paulson, what's her, Holland Taylor age gap. Let's see. Age gap, bitches. They are 32 years. So, I mean, that's 20 less than Bill. Bill's just having fun. Hey, as long as he knows what's it about. He knows what it's about. You know what I mean? You're not 71 years old winning multiple Super Bowls and thinking this is going to last. This is I want to bang a child. This is a legal way for me to essentially bang a child. When she was a baby, I was winning a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. And I was 50. Sarah Paulson is... Holland Taylor is 80 and Sarah Paulson is 48. That's two adults to me. It's still kind of weird, but that's two adults. I'm not going to say anything about that. Shout out to men dating babies. We see you and you're crazy. That's Chapel Rowan's new song called Babies and Men. All right, that was it. Not a lot of news this week. You know, nothing really crazy. Biden's freezing, so what? You know, he's like the opposite of global warming. At least something is freezing. Upcoming tour dates. Again, Charlotte tonight. And then in July, I'll be in Los Angeles, San Diego, Phoenix, Minneapolis, Omaha, Des Moines, and Portland. In August, I'll be in Eugene, Seattle, Long Island. In September, I'll be in San Jose, California, Brea, California, Providence, Portsmouth, Beverly, Massachusetts, Foxborough, Massachusetts, Dallas, Texas. In October, I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Bentonville, Arkansas for the Big Diamond Comedy Festival. Come out to that. I'll also be in Salt Lake City and Las Vegas. So more shows will be announced, specifically in the Northern California area. I think San Fran and Sacramento. So stay tuned for those. Again, join the Patreon if you want a bonus episode every week. I drop that like it's hot, motherfucker. God, that was so millennial cringe of me. What am I, Taylor Swift without the money? Maybe. The Patreon is Heather Shaw Comedy over at patreon.com. Until next time, stay gay. See ya.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Get your free guide at iCancelTimeshare.com. That's iCancelTimeshare.com. iCancelTimeshare.com.